New numbers for domestic violence victims. SSA publication number 05-10093, October 2006. The contents of this audio publication are: how to apply for a new number, citizenship for immigration status, age, identity, name change, providing the evidence you need, contacting Social Security. How to apply for a new number. You must apply in person at any Social Security office. We will help you complete a statement explaining why you need a new number and an application for a new number. You will need to present the following: evidence documenting the harassment or abuse, your current Social Security number, original documents establishing your U.S. citizenship or immigration status, age, identity, and evidence of your legal name change if you have ever changed your name. Also, we will need to see original documents showing you have custody of any children for whom you are requesting new numbers and documentation proving their U.S. citizenship, ages, and identities. Citizenship or immigration status. U.S. citizen. We cannot accept only certain documents as proof of U.S. citizenship. These include a U.S. birth certificate, U.S. consular report of birth, U.S. passport, certificate of naturalization, or certificate of citizenship. Non-citizen. To prove your U.S. immigration status, you must show us the current U.S. immigration document I-94, arrival departure record, issued to you when you arrived in the United States. If you are an F1 or M1 student, you also must show us your I-20 certificate of eligibility from non-immigrant student status. If you are a J1 or a J2 exchange visitor, you must show us your DS-2019 certificate of eligibility for exchange visitor status. Age. You must present your birth certificate if you have it or can easily obtain it. If not, we can consider other documents such as your passport or a document issued by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to prove your age. Identity. We can accept only certain documents as proof of identity. An acceptable document must be current and show your name, identifying information, and preferably a recent photograph. U.S. citizen. Social Security will ask to see a U.S. driver's license, state-issued non-driver identification card, or U.S. passport as proof of identity. If you do not have the specific documents we ask for, we will ask to see other documents including employee ID card, school ID card, marriage document, health insurance card, not a Medicare card, U.S. military ID, adoption decree, or a life insurance policy. Non-citizen, Social Security will ask to see your current U.S. immigration documents. Acceptable immigration documents include your Form I-1551, which includes your machine-readable immigrant visa with your unexpired foreign passport, your I-94, which is your unexpired foreign passport, or your work permit card from DHS, I-766, or I-688B. Name change. If you legally change your name because of marriage, divorce, court order, or any other reason, you need to tell Social Security so that you can get a corrected card. If you are working, also tell your employer. If you do not tell us when your name changes, it may delay your tax refund and prevent your wages from being posted correctly to your Social Security record, which may lower the amount of your future Social Security benefits. If you need to change your name on your Social Security card, you must show a recently issued document as proof of your legal name change. Documents Social Security may accept to prove a legal name change include marriage document, divorce decree, certificate of naturalization showing a new name, or court order for a name change. If the document you provide as evidence of a legal name change does not give us enough information to identify you in our records, or if you legally changed your name more than 2 years ago, you must provide Social Security with additional documentation. Marriage, divorce, or annulment. In addition to showing us a legal document proving your marriage, divorce, or annulment, you must provide an identity document. The document must show us your old name as well as other identifying information or recent photograph. We can accept an expired document as evidence of your old name, adoption, naturalization, or other name change. In addition to showing us a legal document citing your new name, such as a court order, adoption decree, or certificate of naturalization, you must provide us with two identity documents including one identity document in your old name, which can be expired, and one identity document in your legal name, which must be current, unexpired. Both of these documents must show identifying information or a recent photograph. Citizenship. Also, if you are a U.S. citizen born outside of the United States and our records do not show you are a citizen, you will need to provide proof of your U.S. citizenship. If you are not a U.S. citizen, Social Security will ask to see your current information documents. Your new card will have the same number as our previous card, but will show your new name. All documents must be either originals or copies certified by the issuing agency. We do not accept photocopies or notarized copies of documents. We may use one document for two purposes. For example, we may use your U.S. passport as proof of both citizenship and identity, or we may use your U.S. birth certificate as proof of age and citizenship. However, you must provide at least two separate documents. We will mail your number and card as soon as we have all the information and have verified your documents with the issuing offices. Providing the evidence you need. The best evidence of abuse comes from third parties such as police or medical personnel and describes the nature and extent of harassment, abuse, or life endangerment. Other evidence may include court restraining orders and letters from shelters, family members, friends, counselors, or others who have knowledge of the domestic violence or abuse. We will help you get additional evidence needed. Contacting Social Security. Our website is a valuable resource for information about all of Social Security's programs. There are a number of things you can do online. In addition to using our website, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. You can use our automated response system to tell us a new address or request a replacement Medicare card. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number at 1-800-325-0778. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.